Hey, we're the Shutterbugs.
Heyo.
Heyo, heyo.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Kaylee.
And we are
the Shutterbugs. And that's Lily.
Also a Shutterbug.
A Slutterbug.
Today we're drinking, as per usual,
Today we're drinking, period. That's all.
I don't even know what this is called. It's a cocktail.
So you made it up.
Well, I was at a wedding, okay? And this wedding had an open bar. And at this open bar was a very young, like, 26-year-old mother of four who hadn't been out in quite some time who got freaking beautifully trashed. It was amazing. She's wonderful. Like, I can't wait for you to meet her at my wedding because I hope she's at least that drunk. And
she better be.
I was like, what are you drinking? And she's like, okay, just hear me out. It's spiced rum with cranberry juice and lime. And I was like, that sounds terrible. I'm going to try it.
Also being drunk.
Oh, yes. And it tastes like fucking candy.
You literally just taste like cranberry juice. It doesn't taste at all like anything else.
There's no booze. Like, it's so good. I highly recommend. That's what we're drinking. I'm probably going to drink too much of because...
They just call it a rum and cranberry.
I guess, but the lime is important.
I googled it. They just call her the old cran rum. The old crumb. The old crummin'.
We're also eating poutine and nachos.
And my cats are fighting because they hate me. And every time I try to have a life, they bring me down to the depths of despair.
Well, this film will probably bring us out of those depths of despair.
Exactly, because we're watching Paranormal Activity.
That's from, paranormal, not paranormal.
From 2007. It's an American horror film.
10 years old?
Yes, it's their 10th anniversary. Holy crap. Wow. And it's the first entry into the Paranormal Activity film series. And it centers on a young couple, Katie and Micah, who are haunted by a supernatural presence in their home. It is presented in the style of found footage from cameras set up by the couple in an attempt to document what is haunting them. The film sets up found footage conventions that will be mirrored in numerous films to follow. This Wikipedia entry needs a little bit of a grammar edit. But I do remember when it was coming out, it was, like, such a hyped-up movie because it was, like, is it real? Is it not real? Is this, like, actual footage? Is it, like, stuff that they made up?
Yeah,
it's,
people
like,
were
documentary
freaking out.
Or real?
I will say these movies are another, like, of the few movies that actually scare me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like how the camera... Is it this one or the second one where it the camera, like, pans... around the kitchen?
This one, I think.
Yeah. I don't like it because you know something creepy is going to show up and then it does and it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't like it in a good way.
That's true.
Like, I like that it scares me.
The first being the best of the 37.
Yes.
Movies that followed. No word of a lie. There's at least 1,000 by now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, October's coming up. They'll release a few more.
Exactly. 2, 3, 4. There's 5, 6, 5 and a half. Because there's a spinoff.
What?
So that doesn't really count.
How did it get a spinoff? What did they spin off of?
It's like, I'm pretty sure it's the one where they go to Mexico briefly. Oh no, they just speak Spanish, but they live in California, but they are.
Oh, they're just Spanish in California.
Yeah. So that
the more you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to eat these nachos, but it's too loud.
That's why this intro may or may not be extremely short, yet slightly unfulfilling. Extremely short and slightly unfulfilling, much like most of my sexual encounters.
I was going to say, it sounds like you're describing me. Until the sexual encounter.
Well,
I don't have those anymore.
Ever. She's gone celibate before her marriage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're not going to do it in October.
Sure you are. Not.
I mean, that's the plan.
I really don't see that happening.
Well, it's only like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I literally don't see that happening. I was like, maybe like the night before.
Well, I'm staying with you guys the night before, so.
Exactly. Like I said, maybe the night before.
You just wake up and I'm getting freaking humped next to you.
I thought you were going to say, just railed.
You know,
just whatever. Just so you wake up and I'm getting railed.
I guess if I get you drunk enough, it won't matter.
True. I'd be like, oh. But I'm going to be hungover for your wedding day.
Fair point.
I mean, I could be, but I probably shouldn't be.
I feel you. I feel you.
I might also have nachos. Today we're eating poutine, nachos, and cheesy bread provided from yesterday, which was our first attempt at recording this. And then we both had one drink and we're like, I'm tired. Fuck it. And then we didn't record.
Yeah, we literally were like, I haven't seen you in so long. It's just like get drunk and watch YouTube videos.
Yeah. Dance a little, have a glee sing off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a Tuesday.
A regular Tuesday.
Your basic, everyday, average Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Super cash. Really fun.
Just trying to be quiet with my nachos.
I know, I just tried to dip my nachos in my ketchup, but you're not salsa. You're just other tomato byproduct. And then we were going to watch Paranormal Activity then, but we saved it till now.
Just for you guys.
But we did watch another horror movie. Classic.
Oh!
You watched Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah. We will have to watch that for the podcast because it was.
Boy, what a rush.
Glorious.
Amazing. Just as good as I thought it would be.
Mm hmm.
Sash, I don't remember it, but I do remember that it happened.
I remember it was decently creepy.
I remember it was good until the end. But the end is awkwardly the best part.
I called it as being the ending, but I didn't think it was going to be as...
final.
Interesting. Well, we'll let you know when we watch it on the pod.
Yeah, because you'll have a pod about it.
Yes. Oh, no.
It's been a long day. I've already worked several hours.
I didn't.
And it was so slow, I could have just died and or had a nap while doing shit all. Because there was nobody around doing any shopping. At all. We're both eating.
Hold on, I'll respond to that shortly.
Here's your chewing intermission.
Well, I was going to say it is a Tuesday, except it's a Wednesday, but still. I feel like Wednesday is a slow shopping day.
It is. That's, I'm pretty sure, the slow day of slow days.
Sounds accurate.
Oh my god, drinking this drink. None of it's cold, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just awkwardly warm.
It's better when it's cold.
Like, it doesn't taste bad now. Imagine if it's
so
like
good when it's ice cold.
Cold, and you're like, oh, shit.
What well, I put everything away to make it cold. Because I just showed up with the ingredients for this, like, fresh off the shelf.
Yeah. But I think I want to do for round two. This is a double, by the way. For round two is I want to put a little squeeze of lemonade in it.
Yeah.
So then it's a cranberry lemonade. You're drunk now.
That sounds delicious.
We're going to trademark
that. Cranberry lemonade, you're drunk now.
Cranberry lemonade, you're drunk now. Because you really can't taste it at all.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
We'll have to put up a post about the recipe.
Oh, yeah. Check out patreon.com/shutterbugs, and we'll post your recipe, even though I just told you exactly what goes in it.
But we'll give you measured amounts and some type of punny joke.
I'll give you serving size suggestions. It might be like, take a cup and fill it half with rum.
I know, I was going to say serving suggestions. So first you get a bathtub, and then you get a bathtub stopper. And then you go to the liquor store and get several $50 bottles of spiced rum.
Yep. I almost bought the giant bottle, and then I was like, this is out of control.
Do you want us to die? Maybe.
Well, you know. We'll see what happens.
Not yet. You have to watch the movie first.
I might die when I watch this movie.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Paranormal Activity probably since 2008.
I was going to say, I don't think I've seen it since, like, probably Res, really.
Yeah, when it came out, or, like, just after it came out. Probably, like, a year later. I was slow on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've seen all of the rest of them, whether or not I remember them. meh.
I have not seen all of the rest of them. I think I've seen three.
The spinoff was not great. The second one was pretty good. The third one was like, what? And then the fifth one.
It's the third one where they end up out in the woods and there's like fire and human sacrifice or something.
No. At some point there's children and witches, some type of coven, and some sacrificing that happens with that, I think.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm thinking of.
And then the fifth one kind of like brings it back together, like rounds out the tale, if you will. So I don't hate it. But also, found footage just gets so boring after a while.
Yeah.
Especially, like, it makes sense if you're setting it back in time. Or, like the fifth one, there, it's, like, 1980-something, and they, like, kind of go back to explain what happens in the future. It's a whole shebang. Mm. But it explains why they're, like, recording everything. Because, like, everybody was recording.
It's
like,
true.
Everything at that time. Like, I have literally an entire room full of VHSs of my childhood that my mother recorded. Sidebar. That's unimportant. But and then the first one, it makes sense because they're trying to catch, like, the ooky spooky.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the rest, you're like, come on. You're videotaping this in the year 2010. You just pull out your giant recorder. I mean, they're not YouTube stars. They aren't blogging. Or vlogging, I should say.
Maybe that's what they should have done. Had it be, like, somebody who vlogs for a living and then they have an excuse to have all this camera equipment.
Trademark. If Paranormal Activity 6 YouTube edition comes out, we said it first. I want money. These ideas are not for free.
I want them to release it on YouTube.
But it wouldn't even be, like, regular YouTube. It'd be, like, YouTube Red so they could get money.
Well, yeah. Probably.
Ooh.
Better getting not. Feisty over
Ooh. Getting riled up, and I've only had half a drink. I'm ready to rumble. I haven't eaten since like 3, so it's a hard hitting. Oh fuck! Sorry, I lost my mind. Your lime was in your drink, and it was like blood red, and I just died briefly.
You okay, dear?
No. I'm still apparently feeling everything from yesterday, but only just now.
I'm not sure.
Anywho, this is us watching
Paranormal Activity.
Paranorman. Here we go.
Paramount Pictures would like to thank the families of Micah Sloat and Katie Featherstone and the San Diego Police Department.
Stupid fucking names. Is that the guy from Catfish? You're just trying to make a sex tape. Her TV is so big. What are they watching? Firefly?
And clearly they lounge on both couches. Why do you need two living rooms?
I've seen a porno that started exactly like this. I'm just waiting for the pants to drop.
Did they do it yet?
I want to know what they do to afford this house in San Diego. It's giving me heart palps. Mika. Oh, you mean Micah? Like,
first of all, that's a shitty name. It's called Night Terror. Peeing on the walls? You've rats.
But most of the activity's in here, isn't it?
Whispering distinctly feels like an oxymoron.
Where's my fucking engagement ring?
They don't make movies about people who turn out fine.
Hey, baby, want some fuck?
Oh! Poor carpentry! Oh, feck. He's just trying to drag her to hell. You didn't tell me that you were haunted when I moved in with you. My bad! Ooh, sexy dream.
Oopsie-poopsie!
But there was a loud thud and a scream.
That was us. I like how poorly situated their fridge is. I feel like I would be someone who's just terrible to haunt.
Don't try to make contact with it. They told you not to.
Ugh.
I'm so disturbed. I drink when I'm scared. Marky Mark.
She's just so pissed at him not proposing that she's made up this whole thing.
It's like watching a video from when you were drunk.
Move. Exactly. Move. Is he Joey Tribbiani?
Marky. That's not what I think they meant when they said get lit. Dick and balls in a clown
That's
face.
A dick-
oh, he's gonna fuck her in her clown face.
God can't help you now.
Fire. I was born of it.
I'd love to know what's making the shadow for the lamp. Pretty sure she demon rapes him.
I kill you. You kick my dog. It's too late. It's like the Hotel California.
I thought that was a giant glass
so
of wine.
I was like, you get it, girl. You should be sprinkling salt everywhere.
So the demon did a jig.
So you should never live in a house that has an attic.
A jaded ex-lover who lives in the attic.
So it's a homeless goat man who has a little bit of magic so he can kind of make himself invisible. But he's not powerful enough to, like, totally shield his body.
A man could easily live up there for ages.
Oh, that's creepy as fuck.
Dick moves, son.
Creepy. Something spooky this way comes.
Ew, it sounds like when kids run. The first thing I would do is turn on every single light on planet Earth.
Show yourself!
Just a small town boy.
Living in a lonely world.
He took the Boston train to California. What they don't know is they just actually have a pet cat.
Because fuck you, that's why. And oh, it's just the same guy from before because they couldn't get a hold of the demonologist. He's just like, be shitties.
In case of demon emergencies.
You just need an exorcism. Oh no. No, don't do that. Oh no. You need to burrito your feet better than that.
Ew.
So uncomfortable.
What if it's a girl who's just angry, you keep thinking it's a dude. Exorcise the demon. Exercise.
Get these motherfuckers to do jumping jacks. That's what I'm
saying. Exactly.
Is she dead?
You think demons just haunt one person forever? They get around.
And take a chance on me. Back to my demon lair with you.
Such a pile. He's there. God, feck.
Ew, it bit you. Oh, don't burn a cross, you racist.
Ew, that's a face I make when I've killed someone.
Gross. As if he stayed, I would be like, you know what? Fuck no. Ho ho. Who sleeps in the bra?
People who are filming a movie. Turn a fucking light on. Are you shitting me?
Spooky.
Spooky.
Ye old paranormal activity. Not to be confused with paranorman.
Or paranormal.
That's a movie. Isn't there a movie just called Paranormal? Probably.
Yeah, so it's basically...
it's just spooky.
Oh my god, cat.
She saw a ghost.
She might have. I've said several times, people have definitely died in this building.
Like, do
no
we...
no doubt.
Okay, do we need to actually explain what paranormal activity is about? It's literally like, there's this bitch and this dude who live together and they're totally not engaged and she's clearly pissed about it. And she's been experiencing demon activity for like her whole life, sporadically.
Wink, wink.
And she's experiencing it now. And they're like, we'll just, like, put up cameras and try to catch it.
Yeah, basically. For those of you who haven't seen it in the last 10 years, if you're under the age of 16, I'll allow it. But if you're over 16,
oh,
shame.
If you're 16 right now, right now.
Right now.
Right now, if you're 16, Paranormal Activity came out when you were 6.
Yeah, you little wee babes. Probably
oh
saw it then.
Oh my god, is Paranormal Activity like the new generation's Blair Witch?
Probably, it's this found footage drama llama.
Weird.
Half of today's kids probably only saw the 5th one and were like, what is that?
I think Blair Witch was better.
Maybe.
I feel like more shit went on in Blair Witch.
Well, it's the whole time you're just waiting for something to happen and nothing ever does. I feel like I thought more stuff happened.
Yeah, so did I.
You know? I thought at one point they go to the kitchen and all the, like, knives are out.
They go to the kitchen at one point. I think this is the next one, though, where they go to the kitchen.
But it's not about the two of them, the next one.
No, it's different people. No, they don't go to the kitchen. The camera setup is such that it pans back and forth across, like, the kitchen and the foyer and the main area.
Yeah.
And it, like, pans to the kitchen. And then it pans away. And it pans back to the kitchen. And everything in the kitchen is, like, on the roof. And then it all falls.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And this movie is okay.
I like this movie.
You were spooked.
I feel like it was a good premise. Like, I don't think it was exactly an original premise. But I feel like they took they ran with it a lot and came up with a more fucked up backstory than I would
have ever imagined.
Yeah.
Time jumping.
Yeah.
But still good.
Yeah.
I did get a little ook spooked.
Me too.
Until I drank more and then I was just drunk.
Yeah, story of my life.
So then I wasn't scared anymore. I added lemonade so it tastes good, but now it tastes like too lemonade-y. It's artificial lemonade. Sugar-free. I mean, I don't know that for sure. Sugar-full.
It might be, it might have sugar in it, but like just enough that they can say that there's no sugar because
just enough to say that it has 0 calories.
Yeah.
Or 5 calories per whatever.
Yeah.
Convenient.
So tricky.
What else is there to say? I mean, the part that I liked the most was the going up into the attic and them losing sense of direction and not realizing where things are when you're in the crawl space area. Because I assume he went up the way the ladder faced.
One would think. I don't think he went up backwards.
And then panned that way, in which case the photo would not be over their bedroom.
No.
I'll have to rewatch that sober in another 10 years to verify.
Well, okay, wait. They go down the hall. Okay, so the bedroom's here.
No, the bedroom's
they
here.
They go down the down hall the and they go the into closet, the closet.
Up the closet. They pan this way. Poor insulation.
But he looks the other all way. Around. So if he looks back this way. So say he goes up, so the bedroom's here, so he goes up the ladder this way, and he pans over this way, that would be above the room.
But the way he went up, over. He like started here and panned.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But if and he went
it would
like,
be like
but
there.
If he was looking like forwards and went all the way around and then was facing this way, I don't know, it's hard to say.
And also, who insulated their roof? Half of it was fucking moderately well done.
Monkeys.
Half of it had nothing.
Literally, it just looked like someone was like, oh, just like stuff this insulation just in this, like, wasn't even,
it was just spray foam, it wasn't even in the rafters,
but it was just like loose, not even spray foam, it was just like loose foofy,
it was literally just loose foam.
Not be good. Not good.
How's an adult? That's things that I noticed.
I don't believe that house is very well insulated, but they did sleep with just a sheet.
Yeah, at the same time, it's in California, so I don't think they need a lot of insulation, they just need shade protecting.
That's fair.
To stop that AC bill from being high.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it didn't really feel like San Diego, you know?
No.
I need to Google where they actually filmed it. Maybe they did film it, but... They have a Paranormal Activity sound. Okay. Oh, yeah. Followed by my second favorite thing, which was Mika's Boston accent, In-N-Out.
Yeah, what was that? Just whenever he was yelling.
Oh, okay, so it was formed in California.
They formed it in California.
Oh, yeah, they did film it in California. It's a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath suburban home on sale in 2015 for $749,000. So how the fuck did Katie and Mika afford that house?
She sells a lot of cocaine. We've been over this.
Yeah, she sells her cocaine and beadwork.
Yeah, her beads are just meth, conveniently turned into beads for easy smuggling.
Holy fuck, I'm so obsessed with the fact that this house is $750,000.
Apparently she's like some kind of student. I don't think either of them work.
Yeah, they just fuck around all day.
Like, this took place during a week, like not on the weekend. It started on a Monday.
Yeah. What do Katie and Mika do for jobs?
Homeless. They're squatting in this house.
They could be.
They just like broke in. It's like a couple is on vacation.
Yeah, they Airbnb'd without the Airbnb part. They just welcomed themselves.
Well, there's like a maid who normally works there, but
they killed her.
She rents out the houses for real cheap whenever the owners are on vacation.
Which they killed.
Oh, one of that. That's how they bought it. She told him that she bought this house. She actually just murdered the people who live inside of it.
Yep, exactly.
Your cat's looking at me.
How did I know? I took my glasses off, so now I'm just asleep.
I know, I'm so tired now.
I think this is going to be our quickest episode ever. We have nothing to say to each other. We have nothing to say about the podcast. We're tired. We're dead.
Like, I don't even know how to be funny right now.
I literally, there's like a thing, it's like, will Paranormal Activity 7 happen?
I mean, if I had to guess.
Circa 2015. Paranormal Activity 7. 2017 trailer? What?
Oh, yeah.
What? Gus is also living for it. He's like, wait, right. Paranormal Activity 7?
He's like, wait, let me get over here for this.
I need to listen to that. Oh, it's like fake.
Oh. Just a preview for Paranorman.
So far, it's just like the movies.
She's ew. Finding a knife on the ground.
Yeah. Jenga.
Oh, Jenga's the greatest.
Oh my god, this is so terrible.
I'm scared right now.
Get out of here. Shit, that was hilariously terrible. Thanks, YouTube. Google Paranormal Activity 7 2017 official trailer. Oh my god, what if that's a real thing?
I was gonna say, it's just gone so downhill.
There's so many Paranormal Activity 7 official trailers. Right? Is there a Paranormal Activity 7 happening?
IMDb would maybe tell me. Oh, that's my own face. Gus is having the time of his fucking life right now.
He loves his scratchy.
He really learned to scratch those things, though, hey?
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't scratch anything else. He likes the little cardboardies.
Yeah.
We could watch the entire Paranormal Activity saga.
Yes.
If we had 444 minutes.
I have that.
I probably
have that. That was the funniest thing. He, like, he saw his tail, but from the corner of his eye, and he's like, what's that? He tried to, like, chase it a little bit.
I know. I should never have given them, like, mice, because I have, like, toy ones, like, fakies, and he'll literally take it, slam it on the ground like it's a real thing, like, smash, 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 to, like, kill it, and then, like, play with it while it's half dead, but then he can't eat it because it's not real.
But I feel like cats don't even eat that kind of stuff. They just bring them to you, and you're like, look what I got for you.
Well, unless you're a street cat who lives off of street things.
Goose Goose was a street cat.
I know, that's why I said it.
Ugh. California.
California. Here we come. Should we watch the OC now?
Even on the run, driving in the sun, looking up for number one. California. Here we come. Right back when we start from California. California, here we come. As long as that wasn't 30 seconds, we're good. Or we could post it under cover law.
Ooh, hashtag cover. Hashtag California from the OC cover. We're covering the intro to a television show. So I feel like that's not proprietary.
We'll put that as our intro.
Yes, I will. Remind me when I'm editing.
Instead of our
Kaylee,
instead of this our is a new
intro. Us singing California for no reason.
That's our new intro.
But they did film in California and it's set in California.
Hence California. Do you like how I made the straws fit the glass so good?
You did good, kid.
Thanks, bruh. Bro!
My little baby girl. She's so grown up.
Who? What?
Even though you're my elder.
Oh.
Oh, no, you're younger than me.
Yeah.
You're just my little baby.
No.
I was going to say you're my only friend who's younger than me. But that's not true at all. I have three distinct friends who are younger than me. And a few of the girls that I work with.
I'm just glad that no matter what, I'll never be as old as you.
When I die first, then you'll be older.
You're not gonna die first.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna die at 52.
I think based on current familial statistics, I may die between 55 and 85.
You might. You might die between 55 and 85.
No, because my grandma on my mom's side died at 55. My grandpa on my mom's side died at 85. My dad's dad died at 55. My dad's mom died at 72. My uncle died at 59.
So literally, it's just vague. It's just vagueness.
And then my aunt on my mom's side died at 75.
It's really just my dad and his dad who died early. Like, everyone else. Like, well, my grandmothers are both still alive, and they're in their...
hundreds.
Late 80s.
More. Early hundreds.
My one nan is... how old am I? She's... if I'm turning 27, she's 87. And she's still, like, lives independently, like...
that's good, though. I wouldn't want to be old and have no brain.
Don't ever let me live in a place like where I work, okay? Literally kill me before anyone puts me that.
By the time we're ready to die, we're gonna have, like, we're gonna be able to anesthetize ourselves.
I really hope so.
Like, I'll sign something right now that says, if I'm ever vegetative, just let me go. And or...
well, you can do that.
Yeah, you can do like a...
but I want to be like, if I'm ever suffering dementia so bad that I don't know who anybody yeah. is, just kill me. Like, if I ever have dementia memory so bad loss. That, like, even people trying to take care of my basic needs, I'm terrified of and crying and screaming and fighting, kill yeah. me. That's no way to live.
Like, if I can't go to the bathroom by myself or know what day it is, kill me.
I could even be okay with that, like, having bathroom help and having that kind of help, whatever. But
I mean, like, help, but not, like, if I'm just, like, don't even know where I am.
But, wait, like, we've got a few people who, like, are very aware when you're changing them, and they're, like, mm-hmm. it's, like, oh, lift your bum up, and they lift, and they, like, they chat with you, like, they're there. But we also have people who we have to change because leaving them in, like, a dirty brief will make them sick. You know, they'll get infections and stuff, and a little infection in a really old person
kills you.
Can kill them. And so we have to change them, and they, like, cry and fight and scream and ask you, like, why are you doing this to me?
And throw poop like, on
like,
you.
I'm just trying to clean you. Like, is that one day they're trying to throw poop at me? That's not good. I don't ever want to live like that.
No, like, if I can't, like...
That's my worst fear.
Yeah, if I lose my mental capacities, kill me.
Yeah.
And even depending on how old I am, if I lose my mobility and or sight, also yeah. kill me.
Do you know how many people beg me to kill them? I have people begging me to kill them every day.
Should you become an angel of death?
Ugh.
I think so.
I don't have any access to the morphine.
Oh.
Like, I'd have to be a nurse to pull it off.
Hmm.
You know? Even then, it'd be really suspicious and kind of a small... place, you'd have to be in the hospital.
You give them something to get them to the hospital, then when they're at the hospital, you give them all something else.
You'd have to work in two totally different places, coincidentally, and then you're gonna be real easy to find.
It takes two, baby.
Ooh, let's both become nurses and then angels of death.
Jack, well, I'll just be the death, you'll be the nurse part and the angel part.
You just start stealing morphine.
Yeah.
No, we'll just start slipping edibles into their food and then it won't matter.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'll just, like, smother them. I mean, what's a better way to go?
You could.
No.
I guess, theoretically, the rooms don't have cameras in.
I know, but, like, you wouldn't want to smother someone because they fight back. It's, like, the best way would be to, like, give them something that they just sleep into death. That's the way I want to die.
Me too. I hope I get to go, like, my old people who just sleep and die.
That's,
you know, just like, I've had a good life, guys. Good night. Like, that's all I'll say.
Good night. Then me from the next bed. Good night.
I like how we're talking about how we would literally rather die.
Yeah. I think about death a lot because I'm macabre.
Yeah.
And, I feel so sad thinking about the fact that my cats are gonna die.
You can't even think about it because you don't even know.
It hurts my heart.
No, I can't even. No, it's so sad.
And I've had, like, pets die before. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, but insane. It's so sad.
I know. Well, like, the normal part of me is gonna get, like, ooh, Batesy. Might have to edit that out. Serial killer.
No, I was going to say what you should do is whenever they die, just have them stuffed.
No, I would never.
Why not? It's you fucking can pet creepy. Them whatever you want.
No.
Well, yeah, it's creepy as shit.
No, I'll do what my mom does and get them cremated and puts their urns under her bed.
What?
Exactly.
Oh, that's... And my suggestion was creepy?
Well, like... the thing would be,
you
like...
You don't want a taxidermy kitty?
No. Like, I would cremate them and keep them in, like, little baby jars. Like you do with dead loved ones.
I feel like that's creepier than the taxidermy thing.
Well, because, like, you wouldn't bury them in a yard because you could move, right?
Well, that's why you do what we did with my dog when he died. And we went in the woods and we found this beautiful little spot on, like, a hill overlooking a lake. And we knew that he would have really enjoyed it.
You had a dog?
I had two dogs.
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
I grew up with dogs. We had Sudsy. Okay, so we had Sudsy before I was born. Sudsy was a slut. Okay, she would get out of the yard whenever. And she was like one of those way too smart for your own good kind of dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
And she would like get out whenever. And then she banged like a Labrador Retriever, possibly, I think. And had 7 puppies.
That's loot.
All of them were girl puppies except for Ben. And my dad was like... Poor guy. I feel for him. Because it was just my dad and all the girls.
All the ladies, yep.
And so they kept the boy puppy. And that was Ben. And Ben was so dumb. He was not like his mom. But he'd do whatever his mom said. So we had, like, That's runs cute. For them outside with dog houses so they could, like, run back and forth. But she could just, like, kind of leave whenever she wanted somehow.
Magic.
And whenever she wanted to leave, he would leave.
Oh, cute.
And they go and they roll in dead seals and whatnot.
I was going to say, when did your dogs die? You didn't take them with you to Loon Lake.
Yeah.
Did you?
One. Oh. When we went to leave, Sudsy, so I was 9. I don't know how, Sudsy was quite a bit older than me. I think Ben was older than me as well, but I'm not sure.
The first and favorite
child. Anyway, Sudsy died in Garmay when we were heading here. And we buried her at my grandmother's cabin. And then we went to Loon Lake with Ben and Rizzo the Daegu.
Daegu? You had a Daegu?
Yeah. And then later, Christy had a Daegu. And then later...
Oh. Daegus are like flying squirrels.
Are they?
No.
They're like tiny chinchillas.
Yeah, that's the word I wanted.
Yeah, there you go.
I got confused. They're really cute. For a second, I was like, is it like a chinchilla? Or is it like a lizard?
It's not like a lizard. It's like a little chinchilla.
I feel like there is a D lizard that's like massive.
He accidentally... A Komodo dragon?
No. It's like one people keep as pets and they get fucking huge.
Anyways, and that Daegu accidentally hung himself with a sock.
Oh. Did so it then we accidentally?
No, he did. It was quite sad. I cried. I didn't go to school.
Or did your sister do it?
Think so.
It's a Daegu. It's a giant lizard.
Oh.
That's why weird. I got confused.
So my sister got 2 brother Daegus because she was sad, I guess. Cool.
They eat meat.
I'm on one of those. But then the 2 brothers turned out to actually be brother and sister, and then we had like 12 Daegus.
That's too many Daegus.
Yeah. We had a massive enclosure for them. We had like, it was like the size of something you'd have for a bunny.
Wow, I feel like I knew you, and now I'm learning so many things.
No, it was massive. It was, like, the size of this couch, and it was, like, plexiglass, and had, like, a lid.
Feck. Oh, yeah.
And it had, like, all sorts of stuff for them to live in, like, things to play in, sticks to climb.
That's fun.
You know? And we gave away a few of those, and they just, I don't know, over the years they died.
I'm like, who even are you? I don't know so many things about you. I was like, you just said cats, but that's like now slash like
yeah,
from high
so
school.
Yeah, so then when I was 13, when did Ben die? I thought Ben died when I was 15. Actually, no. I thought I was when I was 15. And then we got the cats when I was 13. So they're like 13 years old.
Okay. And that concludes our descriptive analysis of paranormal activity. We've been talking for half an hour about, like, our opinions of how we want to die. or dead animals and this. What would you rate Paranormal Activity?
Paranormal Activity. Okay, first of all, I actually really... This is the problem when we watch horror movies that we like.
No.
Or, like, not like... Because 80s horror is always funny.
It's amazing.
But, like, this movie, it spooked me. Like, it gave me some scares, you know?
Yeah, like, I liked this movie. Very original at the time. Like, new. And I love...
It was a new style of found footage. Like, and
just the marketing behind it is pure brilliance. Like, for them to, like, come at it and be like, this is found footage. Like, tapes. And especially at the beginning to have be like, oh, the family of blank and blank allowed us the permission to, like, use these tapes. You're like, what? And then the marketing to hype the movie up was like, is this real? This footage is found, like, blah, 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 like, whoa, like, this actually happened, and you're like, wow.
They really tried to amp it up as, like, being real, and it was really scary the first time I watched it, for sure. I feel like I want to watch the second one again, because I think the second one was also kind of good. The second one involves the kids, right?
Good.
Whatever one has the kids is fucking creepy. Yeah, I mean,
the next one is when the, like, kids get the culty weird thing with the grandma.
Oh, yeah.
And the third one, I think, is kind of connected, or is it a different family? The third one is kind of where it goes off, and I think it's a different family. The fourth one is, like, Spanish, Mexican, California. And then the fifth one is when they, like, bring it back in.
I do like that this doesn't have any of the, like, weird backstory. It's just, like, the only thing that you know is that she's had, like, a demon or something haunting her for her whole life.
And then they make 5 more movies in which to identify the demon's backstory.
Which is a bit much. I feel like I was talking about this before with, like, classic horror movies and how I usually like the first, like, the original of a horror movie, because they haven't, like, ruined it by taking a decade to, like, figure out the backstory, right? Yeah. Like,
but at the same time, if a movie's really good, I like to know more.
See, I find it scary when you don't know who or what or why, you know, like, for horror. I like the not knowing. I liked not knowing what happened to Lawrence Gordon in Saw. You know? Even though I wanted to know.
True.
I wanted him to be okay. I wanted him to have, like, gotten out of there and been okay. It's better. It's more fun and more scary and more, like, interesting when there's unknown left. And I find a lot of times with, like, horror franchises like that, like, they just go so far into it, and it's, like, by the time you're done, you know, like, everything about everybody, and then it, like, kind of loses its horror charm.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I don't hate it, but that's what fan fiction's for.
Yeah, well, and then that's kind of the fun thing about fan fiction is, like, oh, I never thought of, like, that. That would be cool. But it's like, that speculation that you get to have, it's fan fiction.
But what I should say is if I like something, I like for it to have, like, a continuing story. So it's like, if I like a TV show, I want there to be more than one season.
Yeah, that's,
like,
true.
You know, like, I just, like, if I like the characters, that's something I want to keep interacting with. Not necessarily go into, like, a greater depth, but just to have the same kind of, like,
thing.
But at the same time, not be, like, overplayed into 37 movies.
Bailey just sent me a thing from CBC News. Hamilton Church to dig up and identify hundreds of bodies buried under its parking lot.
Oh.
She's like, they literally paved over a cemetery. They think most of the remains are children and that most date from the 1830s to the 1850s. There are stories of construction crews throwing bones in dumpsters when it was paved.
Talk about poltergeist, am I right? They're haunted dead.
That place is haunted as fuck.
But also, my first thought when you said Hamilton was the musical, and I became very invested until you said paved over a cemetery, and then I was like, oh.
I don't understand how this Broadway play did that.
Womp womp. What do you rate Paranorman?
Well, that's a whole different story.
10/10, Paranorman, would recommend.
100%. But Paranormal Activity, I would probably rate it 7 cocaine/baby power footprints on top of 1 flaming Ouija board.
Get out of my head.
Never.
As soon as you started saying anything, I was like, it's got to be like baby powder cocaine.
Yeah.
Obvs.
Oh, I'm dying.
That's okay. I rate this movie
1,000. Amazing.
No, I rate this movie 3 to 7, 3 a.m. video recordings of Katie standing and watching Mika awkwardly out of my 16th birthday party. Circa the day that this began filming.
It's pretty amazing. The strange plays on your birthday.
I'm the catalyst.
And it went it almost all the sense. Way to my birthday. It would have been more fun if it ended on my birthday.
Wouldn't that be creepy as fuck?
Mm-hmm. Let's pretend that's how it ends.
Okay.
We love you all.
That's not our outro.
Dear listeners. We're good. Wait, I'll be like Anna Faris. Anna Faris is unqualified. And the song goes, she's unqualified. Unqualified. And then Anna's like, yes. Okay, dear listeners. She calls them dear listeners. I think it's so cute. Anyways, check out Anna Faris is Unqualified on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Not sponsored, unfortunately. Oh,
hashtag unsponsored.
Hashtag I wish. Hey, Kaylee.
Hey, Sam.
Have you ever been like, man, I wish I could read that book, but like, I'm just so lazy. I wish someone could just read it to me instead.
No, I've been like, man, I wish I could read.
Well, either way, you've got hearing, which means you can listen. And what you can do is go to audibletrial.com/shutterbox and get a free audiobook download of your choice, as well as a 30-day trial. And then you can just listen to your heart's content.
Wow.
Pick a book that you'd like to listen to. I recommend Murder in an Irish Village, of which I'm pretty sure there's a sequel called Murder at an Irish Wedding, and it's also amazing.
I would recommend Harry Potter.
That's the Harry Potter spoof.
And of Lucifer Stoned.
But, like, actually all of the Harry Potter books are on there. But they were recorded, or at least the ones, I think there might be more than one version, but the one that I got
the good
was,
version.
Like, the original audiobook version. So they call him Voldemort, like, how he was supposed to be pronounced.
Yeah, it's French.
Yeah, but it's just fun because like, that's how it's supposed to sound.
Voldemort.
Yeah, totally worth it. Oh my god, I watched way too much Harry Potter at work the other night because it was just playing in the background.
Marathon?
It was the last one, like the last one, and I was like...
Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Yeah, and they're all like, oh no, Harry Potter's dead. And Harry Potter's like, psych, bitch!
And Draco's mom is like, yeah, he did.
And Neville's like, I'm gonna kill this snake.
Yeah.
Fucking piece of shit, and just goes apeshit.
Agreed. Where can you find us?
You can always find the Shutterbugs on Instagram. That's where we're blowing it up, at Shutterbugs. But you can also find us on Twitter and Facebook as well, where we're also blowing it up. You can find us on the Nerdopotamus Facebook page, where we regularly post our content as well. You can check out shutter-bugs.com, and that's where we host all of our blog posts and our content and our audio files. You can email us at shutterbugs.podcast@gmail.com. We're on patreon.com/shutterbugs, so get at me for content.
Yeah, bruv.
Are we anywhere else?
We're on nerdopotamus.net, because we're a part of that nerdo network, though.
Oh, wait, sorry, we're also on iTunes, Podcast Addict, and Stitcher.
Yeah.
And also the Nerdo Network.
Yay.
Along with...
people we know and love.
Who also put up great content. Largely hilarious.
Ooh, I'm gonna try to do a backwards today.
Oh, girl, oh.
Backwards alphabetical.
Okay, Nerdo Network, backwards alphabetical order.
Us.
Shutterbugs.
Pizza and Pop Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Miserable Retail Slave.
Miserable about retail. Who wouldn't be, though?
Me today.
Really?
Yeah.
You were so miserable today. I said, who wouldn't be? And you're like, me.
Oh, who would not be miserable? Me yesterday, but me today is miserable.
That's fair. I fucked up your flaw.
The Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics.
I like those guys because they also get drunk.
And then the Hello Creeps.
Hello Creepies.
Hi Creeps. And then the Comic Book Fans United. You knitted
from the shop.
And then the bit bar.
Itty bitty bit boys.
Itty bitty titty bitties. And then the Alchemist ladies.
Well, all the
putting
ladies
a little
on
more
network.
V in the nerd OP, am I right?
Accurate.
Beautimus.
That's the Nerdo Network. There's also, like, the Nerdopotamus website hosts, like, a bunch of other cool stuff.
Content, yes.
As well. So just
many content.
Nerdopotamus.net.
/shutterbugs.
What you want.
That's all we have to tell you.
That's it.
That's all.
That's it. There's nothing left.
Nope.
There's nothing left to do except make another drink and watch another movie.
Yeah, and or American Horror Story Cult.
Oh, fuck yeah. AHS.
That's what we're gonna do. Okay, bye.
Peace, shitties. We love you so much.
Peace, shits.
Check out our Patreon. So great.
Check out our website.
Give us your money.
Tell us you love us. We're desperate for
attention. Rate us on iTunes.
Attention.
5 stars. 5 stars and you'll get hugs.
Virtual hugs.
Yeah, I'm hugging you right now. Squeeze, hug, squeeze.
Wow, I'm so
sorry,
drunk, I felt it.
I didn't mean to grope your butt like that, but it was just out there, you know. Thanks for your donation. Good night.
Goodbye.